Ellen Carley has a tiny lump of metal twisted up in a piece of paper. She's been trying to find someone who knows what it is.
Where did you find that?
In the totem pole, in the Boxley totem pole, there's a bunch of them. And they're sticking out like this end, the crimped end is sticking out.
She shows it to John Radulowski, a summer guide at the center, who also happens to be a history professor at Ketchikan's UAS campus.
Yeah. It's not magnetic.
It's not, it's not, so it couldn't be a nail, it couldn't be like a...
The Boxley pole, where that bit of metal was found, is a 30-year-old totem pole donated to the center by master carver David Boxley. Carley is based in Juneau and says she got a call last summer from two Heritage Center employees.
And they said, hey, we're under a house in Metlakatla looking at this totem pole. It's covered with lichens. I think it has an insect infestation. David Boxley wants to donate it to the museum. What do you think we should do? And I'm like, well, I'm in Fred Meyer right now, but here's what I think. You know,
now, a year later, Carley and two graduate-level conservation interns have flown to Ketchikan to clean the pole and get it ready for eventual display. She says the artist didn't really want the pole restored, just preserved.
How long was it underneath their house?
Not very long, only a couple years.
Oh,
and
okay.
One of the things that's interesting to me is how much the thing had a ton of lichen on it, right? And so I think your audience and whatnot kind of know what lichen looks like, but this was very kind of lettucey, leafy, you know, like sort of greenish and grayish lichen, and it had lots of dirt under the lichen.
The cleaning process is meticulous. They had to remove the lichen without damaging the paint. As they gently nudged the vegetation away, that's when they found the embedded lumps of metal.
Looked like it may be some sort of a pellet. I don't think it was a staple, but there's, now that we've cleaned it, we've seen this in a couple different spots. This pole stood outside the Boxley family home, I think, for decades, and in Metlakatla. So probably I should send a picture of this to somebody from Metlakatla and say, hey, what is this? And, you know, what was it doing in the pole? Because that's a part of the story.
As Carley and I talked, conservation intern Anne-Marie Guerin carefully wielded a bamboo skewer, scraping remaining bits of lichen tendrils from the pole's mini cracks.
So I'll just kind of like test it and see if it's falling off on its own. And if it is, then I keep going. But if it's stubborn, then I just kind of like let it be.
So as somebody who's not particularly patient, this to me looks like painstaking and kind of annoying. Is it meditative in a way for you?
Yeah, I would definitely call it meditative. That's one of the reasons that I wanted to get into conservation, is that I knew that there was a lot of meticulous and long-term just work, and I know that I like doing that kind of thing. So now I could spend hours doing this and just... yeah, it's great.
We left Guerin happily poking at the pole with her skewer. And remember that mysterious tiny lump of metal? Well, as Carley and I were walking out of the Totem Heritage Center, Anita Maxwell, senior curator of programs there, joined us to say that Radulowski had found out what it is.
Oh, what is it?
It is from a pellet gun. There's a specific kind of hollow core lead pellet. And he even has the website to buy some more.
No, so can, yeah.
Did he go research it?
If he did. You know, Google is amazing.
Now that we know, the next step is to find out how it got there. So I called the artist.
One thing they found in it were these little like BB pellets almost. Did you have a little neighbor kid or something who liked to shoot BB guns?
Oh, I'm pretty sure that that's where that comes from. There are lots of little neighbor kids. Without a whole lot of supervision around there.
Boxley says he carved the pole in 1982 to coincide with a potlatch he organized in honor of his grandparents who raised him. He says it wasn't the first pole he ever carved, but it was the first large one for the first potlatch in that community.
The actual putting on of the potlatch, I didn't have a lot of help because, you know, our people had not had one up till then, and I had never even seen one. Been at one. It was all research, and it was just a few people in my family, and then a few people from the other clans helped put it together. And it was something I had to do, you know.
While a replacement pole carved by Boxley and his son has gone up in the first pole's place, Boxley says the original is important to the history of Tsimshian Native culture in Metlakatla.
And it was kind of the symbol of the revitalization of potlatching in Metlakatla. It was the first one, first potlatch. first ceremony, first pole raising.
Much of the native culture had been left behind, he says, when the first residents followed the missionary Father William Duncan from British Columbia. But that's changed over the last three decades.
You know, the education process has been slow, but it's come a long way. Pretty proud of my people for everything they've done, all the clans and other artists who are doing their best.
And through the poll that Boxley donated, the history and significance of an event that started that revitalization will be preserved for generations to come. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.